good night. I had something laid on my heart the other day when we were passing out tracts, me and Brother Jesse. And this evening I'd like to talk about being conquering or being conquered. Because this life we live is a warfare, and Satan would love nothing more than to discourage us when we're fighting against his goals and agendas. Satan is always looking for a chance to make you feel inadequate or foolish. I want a little analogy here. Say you're door knocking and you go to a house and talk to a person and you feel like God really gave you the words to say. And you go to the next house and your thoughts are tangled and you wonder what happened. Then Satan takes his opportunity to whisper in your ear, "You might as well stop doing this. They're not going to listen to you anyway. You're just making a fool of yourself," and so on and so on. Are you going to listen to him, or are you going to stop fighting the enemies of God? Since when does a soldier listen to the enemy, criticize, and stop fighting? Who cares if you shoot from the hip to the shoulder as long as you hit the target? I was challenged because when I was distributing tracts for the Jesse, I'd much prefer to let the older man take over and not have to have him stand there and listen while I try to think of something to say to this person. And I thought that's trying to take the easy road. Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, I pray that you would help me to share what's on my heart in a proper way. Lord, I pray that you would help me to relate clearly. Father, don't let Satan have his way, and don't let us hesitate to shed your light to this dark land. Help us to take up the sword of faith and fight and be willing to die for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Turn to Proverbs 14:12. The Lord knew that the man would think he had a better way than what he taught in the Bible, and that's why this verse is in here. "There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." The end thereof is death. There's so many people in this world that are headed for nothing better than death.
Right.
And we know the way of escape. And there's no reason we should cower from sharing the gospel to them and showing them the way of escape. The only reason you would cower is because of pride. You're worried about what people are going to say or think. Maybe you're worried about your business. You know the people that would sneer at a fellow trying to do right aren't worth pleasing anyway. So why jeopardize your soul and the souls of others by your pride? Seeking the easy route never pays off. I like to read a portion in the Bible here where somebody did it their way instead of the Lord's way. 1 Samuel 15. Saul did that was right in his own eyes, and let's see what happened. Starting in verse 1. "Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord." The voice of the words of the Lord. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but they slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Tel Laim, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, get ye down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah Leah, until thou camest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and of the good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Did Saul obey God, or did he follow the way which seems right unto a man? Let's see what God thinks about it. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it is plain to me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel said to Saul, Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the command of the Lord. You can see that response. Saul sounds guilty right there. And Samuel said, what meaneth this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said unto me this night. And he said, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast not thou made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord set thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore, then, didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord had great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices and obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than rams. For rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he also hath rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not turn with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And Samuel turned about to go away. He laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom from Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to thy neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he shall repent. Then he said, I have sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, for the elders of my people, and because Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshipped the Lord. Then said Samuel, bring hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his house to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. So did it work? It's interesting. seeing how he tried to say the people brought it up to save the best. Samuel didn't cut any corners. He said, you flew up on the spoil. You just did it for yourself, and you weren't, you're using God for an excuse to go fight him, but it seems like Saul was pretty selfish. Saul had to die with this on his record, and it was after this, no, this is before this that he offered a sacrifice already before a war, and Samuel, he was supposed to wait for Samuel, and he went ahead and offered anyway, and Samuel rebuked him for that. And here he's taking oxen and stuff to offer for the Lord when he's told to destroy him. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Are you willing to play with death? There are so many examples of men in the Bible that follow their own way to live spiritual death. We don't have time for all of them tonight. It's the same thing that happened in the garden with the serpent. He tempted Eve, and Eve knew God's way, but it says when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave it unto her husband with her, and he did eat. It looked good, it looked tasty. It fulfilled the flesh. And so they took of it. We can't base our decisions on what's appealing to the flesh, what the carnal eye sees. We must base our decisions on God's word and principles and the lives of godly men that are in the Bible. We see both Saul and Eve were both basing decisions on worldly values. We can't go that route. Let's not let Satan or our flesh make decisions this next year. I want us to be determined this next year that the battles we fight won't be slanted, or we won't pull any shots just because of what people are going to think, or what the world may think of us. And in a small town like we have, it's easy to hesitate when you're going out there and knocking on doors, whether people are going to recognize you. Could you have a job you're waiting to do for these folks, or you're worried about what people are going to think? But we can't afford to risk what the Lord thinks.
Right.